Chapter 43, Showing Reverence to the Family of Allah's Messenger, Peace be upon him. Allah the Exalted says, Allah wishes only to remove arrijs, evil deeds and sins from you, O members of the family of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and to purify you with a thorough purification. 33:33. And whosoever honors the symbols of Allah, then it is truly from the piety of the heart. 22:32. 346. Yazid bin Hayyan reported, I went along with Husayn bin Sabra and Amr bin Muslim to Zaid bin Arqam radiyallahu anhuma, and as we sat by his side, Husayn said to him, Zaid, you acquired great merits. You saw the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, listened to him talking, fought by his side in different battles, and offered salat, prayer behind him. Zaid, you have indeed earned great merits. Could you narrate to us what you heard from the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him? Zaid said, By Allah, I have grown old and have almost spent up my age, and I have forgotten some of the things which I remembered in connection with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. So accept what I narrate to you. Do not compel me to narrate what I fail to narrate. He then said, One day, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, stood up to deliver a khutbah at a watering place known as Khum between Makkah and Al-Madinah. He praised Allah, extolled him, and exhorted us and said, Amma ba'du, O people, I am a human being. I am about to receive a messenger, the angel of death, from my Rabb, and I will respond to Allah's call. But I am leaving with you two weighty things. The first is the Book of Allah, in which there is right guidance and light. So hold fast to the Book of Allah and adhere to it. He exhorted us to hold fast to the Book of Allah and then said, The second is the members of my household. I remind you to be kind to the members of my family. I remind you to be kind to the members of my family. Husayn said to Zaid, Who are the members of his household? O Zaid, aren't his wives the members of his family? Thereupon Zaid said, His wives are the members of his family, but here the members of his family are those for whom zakat is forbidden. He asked, Who are they? Zaid said, Ali and the offspring of Ali, Aqil and the offspring of Aqil, and the offspring of Jafar and the offspring of Abbas. Husayn asked, For all of them the acceptance of zakat is forbidden? Zaid radiyallahu anhu said, Yes. Muslim. Another narration is, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, I am leaving behind me two weighty things. One of them is the Book of Allah, that is the strong rope of Allah. Whosoever holds firmly to it will be the guided, and whosoever leaves it goes astray. Commentary. This hadith brings out the following points. 1. Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, was a human being. He too was subject to the inevitable law of death. 2. It stresses upon the establishment of a firm bond with the Book of Allah, the Quran, and lays emphasis on showing respect and honor to the members of the Prophet's family. 3. The members of the Prophet's family are classified into two categories. Firstly, wives of Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, or mothers of the believers. This is established from the categorical verses of the Noble Quran. Secondly, persons who have close relationship with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, they are Banu Hashim and Banu al-Abdul Muttalib, and include descendants of Ali, Aqil, Jafar, Abbas, and Harith, Raziyallah anhuma. Sadqa is unlawful for the latter category. 347. Ibn Umar, Raziyallah anhuma, reported, Abu Bakr, Raziyallah anhu, said, Show reverence to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, by honoring the members of his family. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. In this hadith, the love and respect for the members of the Prophet's, peace be upon him, family has been tied with the love and respect of the Prophet, peace be upon him. In other words, a person who loves and respects the descendants of the Prophet, peace be upon him, will be deemed to be a lover and admirer of the Prophet, peace be upon him. On the contrary, one whose heart is devoid of the love of the descendants of the Prophet, peace be upon him, will be considered devoid of the love and respect of the Prophet, peace be upon him. But love and respect here does not mean that they are taken for sinless persons and their status is exaggerated beyond reason, as is the case with the Shiites. Their whole religious thinking is founded on the exaggeration of the qualities of the members of the family of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and they have exhausted their imagination in proving them sinless, while their love and respect lies in adopting the noble features of their character and cherishing their piety. Their love and respect does not lie in sentimental attachment with a particular family and exaggerating its praise beyond all limits.